You know, this is a big Duval house. A big Duval house. It always has been. So we are going to talk some Jaguar football right now. We are joined by a linebacker for the Jags. That's it. He is entering his second season with the team. He played his college ball at Utah. He had a great college career there. He was the 27th pick overall in 2022. Last season, 115 tackles, 3 INTs, a couple of forced fumbles. He was named to the Pro Football Writers of America All-Rookie Team. The Jags open up their season at the Colts on September 10th. We are joined by Devin Lloyd once again. Devin, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I am so great, and I just want to say, whoever that was in the background, that was a great Duval.
Wasn't that? That is the queen. That's Danica. She's the part of the program.
Yeah.
She is the best, dude. In fact, why don't we just, let me just jump right ahead to Duval. I mean, even through thick and thin, you're only in year number two. The fans have always been there. What is it like balling out for those fans, and especially right now, since things are so good?
Well, they're just so supportive, especially as we started to play better throughout the year, even more and more showed up. But they've always been there, like you said, and they just love football. They love the Jags, us being pretty much the main attraction in Jacksonville. You know, they love their football. And, you know, I mean, we're always appreciative for every time they show up, but especially towards the latter part of the year when we play some substantial games. They really showed up and showed out.
They always do. They show up, they show out, and I love the energy. Even here in California, this is why this is a big Duval house. I love the vibe. I love the energy. Listen, it's good to run you down once again. I'm curious, you're coming off your first NFL offseason, so how did you approach it, and what did you do to improve mentally and physically?
Yeah, first off, as soon as the season was done, I just got away from football. I got some time off to recover my body, first and foremost, recover my mind. Just get back to feeling fresh. You know, the season wears you down, so I had to get back to feeling fresh. And then, you know, about a month in, really just starting to build things back up. I think the substantial time away was much needed for it being my first offseason. Just slowly started to build things back up from there. And really, I'm at a point now where I feel great mentally, physically, spiritually. I feel great, and, you know, we're still in a phase where we're just continuing to build it back even more.
Devin Lloyd joining us. You know what's curious to me about that? Correct me if I'm wrong, but you were never that guy. You were never a get-away-from-football guy. You were never a big vacation guy, were you? That was something new for you, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. I have definitely learned how to balance time away from football even better, and I think that's going to help me in the long run. Before I was just always, it was football, 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 like all the time, you know, trying to get better, trying to improve my craft, trying to just work, work, work. But really understanding now, especially, you know, after such a rigorous NFL season, you realize that you could easily burn yourself out. And so I think my balance of life away from football, I think that's the one of the biggest areas of growth that, I really started to master, especially over this offseason.
Talking to Devin Lloyd. So, Devin, the thing is, like, I read your numbers. You put up really big numbers last year. You know the old saying that the standard is the standard, standard above feelings. Despite those big numbers last year, do you feel like you ever set your own personal standard last season?
Yeah, I did. And, I mean, really, the standard is just being able to watch film and not having plays that you just regret. You know, I think there's always good and there's bad, sometimes ugly, but there's some plays where you just really, really want that back. And, you know, I had more than I wanted to see out there last year, you know, understanding that it was my rookie year and that's going to happen, but there was more than I wanted to see out there. And so I think that's just the biggest jump, and that's why I don't feel like I necessarily met that standard last year. And so I think that's going to also be one of my biggest areas of growth as far as improvement on the field. But really just the standard is always going to be the standard, and it's a standard of excellence, but it's not perfection. Understanding that, you know, I am human and I'm going to make mistakes, but just understanding that I just want to be the best version of myself every time I step on the field.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, I could argue in your defense and say, hey, listen, that you're being pretty tough on yourself. And by the way, you missed a big part of training camp. So maybe you're being really tough on yourself, but this is what's going to make you great by holding yourself to the standard. So now a year later, and now you're healthy, you feel great, you're at OTAs. How much more comfortable and confident are you in year two of this system compared to a year ago?
Yeah, I truthfully believe that was night and day, just because going into last year, it was a lot of firsts. And, I mean, even throughout the coaching staff, it was, you know, first-time position coach, first-time DC, first-year rookie. It was a lot of firsts for all of us. So just all of us as a group, you know, and me understanding what it's like now, what the culture is like, what the environment is like, and what to expect coming, you know, in the fall. I mean, I really do see a night-and-day difference, even just during these OTAs. The communication is sharp, the energy is on point, and I'm just speaking, you know, as a group, but, you know, how I fit into the puzzle, you know, I think everybody is just clicking, and it, I mean, it just is so much better.
Is it like all of a sudden you can see things a lot more clearly, maybe things that you didn't see so well last year, and because of that, can you play so much faster, and because you're playing faster, are you just kind of like being an athlete, reacting and not thinking so much? Is that what it comes down to?
100% right, yes, 100% right, more anticipation opposed to reaction. I mean, really understanding the defense now that we had time away from ball. We're not scheming or anything like that. So really, I had a chance to just master the defense and know how to play within the scheme, understanding who's working with me at times. So really just understanding the scheme, you know, that's going to be another crucial part of growth from last year.
Devin Lloyd joining us for a few more moments. I want to cover a couple of topics with you. So the Jags overcame that 3-7 start. They win the AFC South. I mean, an amazing year last year. And then on top of that, you cap it with that incredible comeback win over the Chargers in the wild card round. And Trevor Lawrence, of course, showed out huge. I mean, you see this guy every single day in practice. How far did he come last season? And then what kind of a leader is he?
Yeah, he definitely leads by example. I think he's always doing the right thing. And the thing that I noticed about him that is just absolutely great is his humility. He's just so humble because he has all the talent in the world, God-given talent, and, you know, he's so genuine. And so, I mean, I just think with his attitude and his mindset, it's going to be nothing but success. It doesn't matter the trials he faces. He's always going to find a way to mentally get through it. And that's when you see, you know, games like the Chargers game where everything was going wrong. And yet he stayed calm. He remained in faith. And we got the job done. And, I mean, you know, that spreads throughout the team, but throughout the whole team in general as well, you know, starting with Doug Peterson, you know, the head coach, who is, you know, the same way, just extremely humble but fierce competitor. And, I mean, that just trickles down throughout the whole team. And this team has nothing but faith.
Devin, I'm going to ask you about Doug Peterson in a minute, but that point you made about Trevor, that when things were going so wrong, he remained so calm. And then afterwards, he told that great story about how he kind of got that in part from my guy, Jocko Willink, that when things go wrong, it's like, good, good, good. And then some of the guys talk about that. Are you familiar with that? Do you know that philosophy? Like when all hell is breaking loose and things are bad, Jocko would say, good. What that then means is, and he'll insert some reason why it's good.
Yes, I've heard that before. And I think it's just reassurance to yourself of, first of all, not saying the wrong things. You're saying the right things, accepting what comes to you. And, you know, just, I mean, really just finding a way. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter how it looks. You have to accept the adversity. And I did hear that before, but, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but, I mean, you know, somewhere along those lines, it was something like that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm curious, Devin. Like, you obviously work on the mental aspect of the game. How important is it what you say to yourself, how you say that thing to yourself, especially when things are not going right? Is that something you put a lot of time into, that self-talk?
Yes, 100%. And it's so important just because everybody is so good at this next level. So you have to separate yourself somewhere. And I find it's definitely on the mental side of the ball, what you're saying to yourself. You know, our coach, Bob Sutton, he says your mind goes in the direction of your most dominant thought. And so, you know, whatever you truly believe, more often than not, it's going to happen. And so, you know, I choose to believe the right thing, say the right thing, and not just myself, but really the whole team. you know, when you say the right things happen to you.
And by the way, it's conscious, right? Like, it's a muscle. It's a discipline. You can develop it other than letting your mind control you and kind of running off amok. You can learn to control your mind, but you have to work at it, right? It's like a muscle.
Yes. Yes, 100%. And I really basically eliminated the word can't out of my vocabulary. Every time I find myself saying, like, even if it comes out accidentally, I'll be, no, I won't, or, you know, I'll just correct myself right there. But, I mean, it's definitely a mindset, and you definitely have to train yourself. But, you know, even stuff like can't, I think can't is the most, you know, common term, and I think it's just something where you have to train yourself. It's not that I can't do this. It's, I haven't done it yet.
No, I love that. Here's another one, and I didn't make this up. Instead of I have to, it's I get to. Oh, yeah. Man, I have to do this. No. I get to do this. There's a lot of them. Let me ask you this. Now, you're clearly not somebody who's looking to get out of putting in the work. However, I heard Coach canceled the final OTA today. How fired up were you and the rest of the fellas when you found that out?
Man, that was awesome. You know, we definitely had an inkling just because the schedule was a little different, but we didn't know what it was going to be. And when he said it was paintballing, everyone was ecstatic. And that was a great time. I mean, a lot of it had to do with team camaraderie, building relationships outside of football. And I think that only strengthened our relationships even more. But then it's also fun going out and competing in something other than football. You know, we have ping pong. We have little stuff in the building. But I think that being so live action in real life, it was great. And, I mean, it was just a good time.
Hey, dude, what is your strategy, your paintball strategy? Are you going to camp or are you going to go out and hunt?
Man, so the first game we were kind of playing conservative. You know, a lot of guys were back, and we kind of tried to attack the sides, and we lost. So we realized that didn't work. So the next three games that we played, we were just hunting. We were aggressive. We had guys surrounding the perimeters, and, I mean, really just everyone was just hunting. Everybody was attacking, and we figured out that that was what we were best at.
I like it. You made the adjustment. So one final thought. You know, the last time I did this, I haven't paintballed in a while, but I've got a couple of sons, and one of them wanted to do it for their birthday. We actually had a big paintball party at Camp Pendleton, and that was tough, dude, because the terrain was tough. Like, I'm rolling ankles. I'm like the old head. The kids are out there having a good old time. But what was the terrain like where you guys played?
We had one area that was in the woods, so it was however you would imagine the woods to be. And the other two were actual turf surfaces, and, you know, they had different blockades and things like that. But we played on both, and the woods was definitely an adjustment because we had played on the turf, flat surface terrain for, you know, the first three games. But, I mean, they had a good mix. They definitely had a great set up. I forgot the name of the park, but they did a great job.
Did any of the guys have their own custom paintball guns? Because every party has one.
No, because nobody knew we were paintballing. Okay. Somebody would have brought one, but we would have said, no, you can't use that.
I got it. He is in his second year with the Jacksonville Jaguars, coming off a good rookie season. But like you said, I want to make it even better. And Devin, you sound great. You look great. And really good to have you back on the show, man. I appreciate it. We'll do it again, I'm sure.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you
appreciate you. You have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Good energy. Duval! Love the Jags. The Jags are one of those great jungle teams because back in the day when they were really good and we did a tour stop, they were so much fun and they were great to work with.